Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Anthony Brooks, and this is On Point. For the past 24 hours, Washington has been consumed by historic drama. After months of discouraging talk of impeachment, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will launch a formal impeachment inquiry against President Trump.
The actions of the Trump presidency revealed the dishonorable fact of the president's betrayal of his oath of office, betrayal of our national security, and betrayal of the integrity of our elections. Therefore, today, I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
Pelosi and a majority of House Democrats reached the breaking point after the Trump administration blocked a whistleblower complaint from being heard in Congress. It includes allegations that Trump pressured the president of Ukraine to investigate his political rival, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, and Biden's son, who was doing business in Ukraine. So where does this inquiry go now? This hour on Point, a tipping point for the Trump administration. A little bit of breaking news. We do know a little bit about the transcript of that call. The president said in it, "I would like you to do us a favor," speaking to Ukrainian President Zelensky on July 25th. We're going to go into those details a lot more as this hour goes forward. So you can join us. Is this formal impeachment investigation long overdue or premature? Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. To begin the hour, I'm joined by Washington by Congresswoman Chrissy Houlihan. She's a Democratic lawmaker representing Pennsylvania's 6th District, including the city of Reading and suburban Chester County. She was elected in 2018, the first Democrat to represent Chester County in 166 years. Earlier this week, she co-authored a piece in The Washington Post with six other recently elected moderate House Democrats calling for an impeachment inquiry. And Representative Houlihan, thank you for joining us. It's great to have you.
Thank you. And hi, Anthony.
Hello there. Tell me a bit about your conversation with your six House colleagues that led you to this decision to call for an impeachment inquiry.
Sure. And first of all, thank you for having me. The seven of us all have in common that we recently won seats, as you mentioned, in very moderate or purple places. But we also have in common that we've all served at one point or the other in the past. And so for me, I was I'm a veteran of the Air Force. Many of us were Navy. Some of us were CIA. And we formed a very tight bond here in Congress because we take the oath of office that we've taken in the past and that we took as freshmen again very, very seriously. And when these recent allegations regarding the president's reported behavior with Ukraine came to light, it was, you know, beyond the pale, a bridge too far, frankly.
And what was it about that? Why a bridge too far? Because, of course, we went through 2 years of Robert Mueller's investigation. There were all kinds of troubling findings in his report. What happened here that caused you to conclude that this was a bridge too far?
So several things. This is, if true, this is an issue of national security. This is literally money that was properly appropriated by Congress bipartisanly that was headed for Ukraine, one of our allies, to defend against Russia, one of our foes. That was the first concern. The second was the idea that there's corruption, where there's some sort of a, if you do this, then I'll do that kind of a thing, is very, very worrisome. And then the last thing is that this is forward-leaning. This is the 2020 election cycle. This is not what candidate Trump did. This is what President Trump is purported to have done. And that has to do with our 2020 elections, which couldn't be more sacred.
Right. And when you talk about, we're talking about money that was appropriated by Congress, you are talking about concerns or allegations or suggestions that the president held up military aid to Ukraine in what some people suggest might be a quid pro quo. Do me this favor and you'll get this money. Is that your concern?
That is my concern, and in fact, I think it's validated by the facts. Money was, in fact, held up. The president himself, as did his lawyer, recognized the fact that that was a conversation that was had, and so it is very, very troubling.
Yeah. We're just getting some details now about the transcript of that phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky. There's a quote that I just heard moments ago on NPR where the president says, I would like you to do us a favor, talking about pushing for an investigation into Biden. As you hear this news, and it is very, very fresh, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking that this is something that we obviously need to get to the bottom of. You know, this couldn't be more grave. This is not something that I take any pleasure in moving forward on. There is nothing more serious than thinking about the impeachment of our president. But if these kinds of behaviors are in fact true, these are indeed impeachable offenses.
So is that the point? In other words, do you feel that from what we know so far that the president has committed an impeachable offense, or is there more you need to know?
There certainly is more that I need to know, which is why me and my colleagues pushed forward for an impeachment inquiry or for the release of the transcripts and the release of the whistleblower's report. And I'm very, very heartened to hear that our president appears that he will be doing that.
Now, until yesterday, Speaker Pelosi was not in favor of pursuing impeachment, arguing it would be too divisive and that it would put lawmakers like you, quite frankly, in political peril. Did you speak with her directly? Did you and your fellow six other congressmen speak to her directly? And if so, what did you tell her? And what was her response?
We did speak to her directly, but only after we had submitted the op-ed that you're speaking of. I think it is, I came up in the military, it is a respectful thing to do, to have no surprises for your generals, and so we did mention to her that this was our, that was our plan and that we took this very gravely and very seriously.
Yeah. Are you worried how this plays in your district, which, as we mentioned, is a purple district that historically has voted Republican? I mean, this is politically chancy for you.
So I was really called to action in a unique way about two or so years ago to run for Congress. It never was in my plans, but I really felt compelled that at this really important time in our nation's history that I had something to offer and that I could serve in this unique way. So this isn't in any way a political calculation for me. If for whatever reason this ends up being some sort of consequence for me in my reelection, that wasn't why I decided to serve in the first place. This is, I think, the right thing to do. I think it's the moral thing to do. I'm worried that our president has abdicated and abandoned his oath of office, and I want to make sure that I understand what has happened.
Now, in your letter to the Washington Post, you and your six colleagues talked about remaining steadfast in our focus on health care, infrastructure, economic policy, and our community's priorities. Given that, are you worried that supporting impeachment takes your party's focus off those issues? Do you feel as though you're taking that risk?
I do. That being said, yesterday, as an example, I spent the day talking about the mushroom industry. That is the number where the nation's capital of the mushroom industry in my community. I talked about women and girls empowerment and entrepreneurism. I met with our chambers of commerce. The business of the people is still going on, but this is also part of the responsibility of Congress, which is oversight. I do take it very, very seriously that my job is to do more than just oversee, but I think that this is something that's really essential that we get to the bottom of.
Right. Final question, Congresswoman. Have you heard from your constituents about your decision?
I have. I've heard largely, vastly positive feedback from my constituency.
You have?
Yes.
Any negative pushback, I guess, concerns?
Some, but I think largely the feedback has been vastly positive, which I'm heartened by because I hope that my community sees that I've very much struggled with this decision, that this is a critical decision on the part of all of us, and that I'm doing my very best to take the facts into consideration and to move as deliberately and slowly as I possibly can on something that's so grave.
All right. Well, that's Democratic Representative Chrissy Houlihan of Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're very grateful.
You're very welcome. Thank you.